Thank you, and welcome to another radio broadcast from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen this morning to a portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the Internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. There's much information there concerning our church, and I know that if you're interested in our church, this information will be invaluable to you. This morning, John Alls is going to continue in his study on scriptural music, a very, very interesting subject, and I know that it will be a blessing to you. This morning, he's going to be speaking about singing from the heart, making melody from the Lord, and how that we can have victory in Jesus simply through song.
Tell you what, I get really excited about this topic of music. It's something that kind of thrills me whenever we sing, and to really understand that when you sing a gospel song and you're singing to the Lord, that you're worshiping and praising Him, you're giving glory to His name, but you're also, at the same time, you're proclaiming a message for others to hear, and you're being an example, and you're sharing. It's another way of sharing His Word and His teaching, and proclaiming, again, His honor and His glory. You know, and when we dig into the Bible, we start finding out what songs are supposed to be. I get really excited because there's so much in here about it. We have looked at numerous verses, and we haven't even taken the time to dig in deep to what each one of those chapters is telling us. We've just grabbed little bits and pieces, and we've already found out a whole ton of things. If we were to take each one of those chapters and actually dig into the whole chapter and what that whole chapter is telling us, just think how much more we'd have. But because of time, we're just having to kind of grab the highlights. There's so much in there about it. It's literally amazing to think how much is in here about singing and praising God. He dedicated one whole book to songs about Him and songs and praises to Him. And so it's obviously something that he considers very important. We found, in the little bit of time that we've been digging into it, we found that we should be singing about everything from His mercy and faithfulness to His judgment. We found that it should be joyful. It should be beautiful or suitable. We've found that we should be willing to sing all of our life as long as we have being. We found that we need to have understanding about what we're singing, not just simply singing because we've always sang the song, or just singing and not really thinking about what we're doing. We need to have understanding. We need to dig into the songs that we're quoting and singing as worship and have an understanding about what the words are saying. We need to make sure they're scriptural. We need to have understanding about them. Not only that, other people need to understand them. If we're singing in a worship service, yes, we're worshiping God, but a part of a church worship service is to edify and build up others. If they can't understand a single word we're saying, we aren't edifying, we aren't building people up. And so there's just tons and tons of information right here in the Bible about what it should be about. And we've still got more to go. We've talked about the fact that it should be audible. It should be something you can hear. It should be something that other people can hear. But at the same time, we found the verse in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, where it talks about it should be coming from your heart. It should be something that you're doing personally, in your heart, praising the Lord. Doesn't have to be audible. You can be singing to yourself. You can be singing in your mind, not even coming out your mouth, but still praising God in your heart. But when it is audible, and it can be heard, the singing should be coming from your heart. Not just singing because everybody else is singing. Not just singing because it's the thing to do, but singing to worship and praise God. You know, and kind of along those same lines, if you look in James chapter 5, verse 13 through 15, We're not going to, again, get into this whole chapter, but there's a few things we want to pick out of this chapter. It says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Now, there's several things, but really what we want to concentrate on is there in verse 13 where it says, "Is any merry?" And, of course, that's a question. Are any of you happy? Are you excited about something? It says, let him sing psalms. Right here in James, it's saying, hey, are you happy? Sing about it. Like we talked about earlier, as Baptists, sometimes we don't want to show emotion. We don't want people to think that the music is getting us carried away and that we're getting emotional because of the music. Right here in James chapter 5, it says, are you happy? Sing. Singing is supposed to have emotion. It's part of it. When people are happy, they want to sing. People are thankful, they want to sing. If you're merry, sing. It's not supposed to be a bland, I'm doing this because we're supposed to sing. It's supposed to be because you have happiness and joy in your heart. You're supposed to be happy about it. Okay? So I think right here we have a perfect example of where there is emotion in singing. It's obviously, it's apparent. We're not supposed to try to suck all of it out. People should be able to look at us when we sing and know that it's coming from our heart and that we're happy about it, or that we're convicted about something, or that we're concerned about the judgment that the Lord's going to pour out on the lost sinners. It is emotion. Part of singing is our emotions coming out. It's a way of expressing what we feel, what we think. Praise and worship to God. Okay? So, it can be in your heart, it can be audible, it can have emotion, okay? Another thing, and we're talking again about when should we sing or when should it happen, and this next one is kind of, it's a little different than the ones we've been doing. It's kind of dealing more with a very supernatural thing that God did, and He used singing to basically be part of accomplishing His work. Now, maybe not necessarily a practical application for today, although I think we can get a few practical applications from it. But if you turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and this is kind of a pretty neat little story, but if you look there in verse 21, it says, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of the Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much." What we find here, we find several things here. It's pretty neat. We find that the Lord actually used singers in a battle. And he used them in a way to bring about a great victory. I find here that what they did, they actually took singers, they put them up in front of the army, and they said, sing. Sing praises to God. Sing about his glory and his holiness. As they were doing that, the Lord then actually made the enemies turn against themselves, and they destroyed each other before the children of Judah even got there. The Lord gave them the victory, and he used songs as part of that. And so I think it's pretty neat. It's a comparison, I think, that songs, we talked about what songs should be about. Victory. The Lord can use songs to help win battles. And I think the practical application to that, you know, we may not be going off to war as individuals, but we have battles in our life. There's things that come before us. There's sicknesses, death of loved ones. There's all different kinds of things that we have in our lives, battles and trials and troubles. The Lord can use songs to help us through those. The Lord can use songs to comfort us. He can use songs to give us victory in those battles. You know, I think about the song, Victory in Jesus. There's a song called Victory Ahead. There's a song called Christ Arose that talks about Him having victory over death. And so the Lord uses songs in battles. And so I think that when should we sing? All our life, when we have understanding, in our hearts, when we're happy, in worship services, and we can even use songs in our day-to-day battles in life. So there's never a time, I think, that songs can't be a part of our worship to God, whether they're audible or just simply in our heart. And so I really would like you to kind of think about this. And as you go about your life and you run into those situations that come, think back to some of the songs that the Lord has allowed you to learn and think about them. Sing them. The Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 talked about singing in your heart. You know, you don't have to sing out loud. But many times when I'm feeling down or I'm feeling not so good, you know, if I sing a song about the Lord and the victory that He's given me and the salvation that He's given me, you'll find that it ain't long until you're feeling better. You know, the problems don't necessarily go away, but it's a reminder that the Lord's there. It's a reminder of what He's done for us in the past. It's a reminder what He's promised to do for us in the future. You know, we talked earlier about songs supposed to be edifying to each other. When we're singing songs and we're praising the Lord, we're also helping each other and we're encouraging each other. And when we learn those songs of encouragement, they'll come back to our minds later. You know, I think about when you read the scriptures and you put the scripture in your heart and you study it, that's what happens. You may think about a Psalms that David wrote when he was down and things were not going right. But in that song, he talks about the Lord being his strength and the Lord being his shield and the Lord protecting him from his enemies. He has put this stuff in here for our benefit, for our encouragement, to help us, to strengthen us. Sing about it. Think about those songs. You know, it's really neat. You can go back and you can take some of those verses in Psalms and you can turn them into little songs. You know, we did that back in school. We would take some of those, and there's one that talks about, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And you kind of take that phrase, you take some of those verses in that chapter, and you can put them to a tune, and you can sing those. You know, you're thinking about Scripture, and you're singing, and it's an encouragement to you. And the Lord brings victory and helps us in so many ways. And singing is just one way that He's chosen to do that. And He can help you, and He can show you encouragement, and He can show you that through Him, you will have the victory. Victory in Jesus. It's through Him. It's through what He's done. It's through His death. It's through His resurrection. It's through what He's given us. It's through His strength and His power that we have victory. Eternal victory and a victory in this life in the trials and troubles that come upon.
Wow. What a blessing that is, just to know that God has given to His believers the right, the ability, the power, the strength to sing wonderful, wonderful hymns of worshipful praise unto our God, who's given us salvation, who keeps us free, who puts us in the way of service, who provides everything for us, not only now, but in the world to come. What a blessing it is. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning as Brother John Alls continues in this vital study of singing. Thank you now for listening.